Sefer Shoftim Perek Yud Gimel. This parak discusses Manoach and his wife and the birth of Shimshon. The Jews were oppressed by the Plishtim for 40 years. It says in Pasuk Beis, Vayihi Ish Echad Mitzara'a Mimishpachas Adani, there was one man from the family of Dan, Ushmo Manoach, the Ishto Akara, the Lo Yalda, and his name was Manoach, and his wife was barren, and she couldn't give birth. Amalach Hashem, an angel of God, appeared to Manoach's wife. Manoach seemingly thought this angel was actually a person, an Ish Elokim. The Malach gives a bracha to Manoach's wife with the news of a son who will begin to save the Jewish people from the Plishtim. The Malach relates to Manoach's wife she should not drink wine and eat anything impure. The child born is going to be a Nazir, Kodesh Merechem, holy from birth, and a razor should never touch his hair. Manoach's wife relates her experience of what had just happened to Manoach, her husband. She delivers the news to her husband. Manoach now prays that this Ish Elokim, a man of God, should reappear to him so he can ask this Ish Elokim, this man of God, who was really an angel, how to raise the child. In Pasuk Tes, this Ish Elokim reappears to Manoach's wife in a field. Manoach's wife runs to get Manoach. Manoach confirms with the Ish Elokim it is indeed the same person who originally came. The Ish Elokim reiterates his words to Eshes Manoach. As it says in Pasuk Yudalid, Mikol Asher Yetzei Migefen Hayayin Lo Tochel, from anything that comes from the vine of wine, you should not drink. V'yayin, you should not eat from anything impure. V'yayin v'shecha al tish, v'kol tishte, v'kol tomei al tochel, v'kol esher sivisa al tishmor. You should not eat or drink from anything tomei. And you should guard the words that I've told you. And tesvav through pasuk chaf, Manoach now offers the Ish Elokim to stay for a meal. This Ish Elokim declined Manoach. Manoach asks that this godly man, this Ish Elokim, for his name. The Ish Elokim responds by asking, why do you want to know my name? Because it's hidden from you. The Ish Elokim tells Manoach to bring a korban, a sacrifice to Hashem, instead of feeding him. As Manoach starts to bring the korban to Hashem, the angel disappears in a fire, in a cloud of smoke. Manoach and his wife now understand they were not talking to a man at all. Indeed, they were talking with a Malach Hashem, an angel of God. The Malach never returns to them again. In Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Manoach is startled after this realization. Manoach's wife calms him down by saying, if Hashem wanted to kill them, our korban wouldn't have been accepted, and we wouldn't have heard good news. In Pasuk Kaf Dalet, which is the last pasuk of the perek, V'teled ha'isha ben, v'tikra eshemo Shimshon. The woman, Eshes Manoach, she gave birth to a son, and his name was Shimshon. And the Nar, this lad, Shimshon, grew up and was blessed by Hashem. Just a word on the names. In Baba Basra, in Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, it explains the wife of Manoach's real name was Telephonis, meaning to gaze at an angel, because her ability to see the Malach. Manoach, it's explained elsewhere, comes from the word Menoach, from Noach, indicating Manoach was a Gilgal, a Tikkun, for Noach, that he came from Noach. Because Noach had a child, Cham, who sinned with wine, now Menoach was going to have a child who was going to be a Nazir and abstain from wine. On the name Shimshon, Shimshon contains the word Shemesh, meaning sun, because his spiritual and physical strength radiated like the sun, because this was hinted to in his exalted spiritual stature that he was going to be a Nazir in his very high levels of Kedusha. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.